It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The head of the Federal Food and Drug Administration has called vaping among teens a national epidemic. Closer to home, nearly one in five Dane County high school students reported having vaped in the last month. That's an increase from just a few years ago. What are schools and retailers doing about it is the question we'll try to answer this morning. School administrators, teachers, nurses, how popular are e-cigarettes among students at your schools? What have you done to try to tamp down e-cigarette use? And has it worked? Have you seen any kids turn into actual cigarette smokers after starting out with these e-cigarettes? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. ideas@WPR.org. Or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Nina Gregerson is a health education coordinator with Public Health Madison, Dane County. She focuses on tobacco and nicotine control policies that affect youth. She performs education and outreach with the Tobacco-Free Columbia Dane County Coalition. Nina, welcome to the Morning Show.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
The Food and Drug Administration recently called e-cigarette use among youth a national epidemic. Why is this such a big concern?
Yeah, so e-cigarette use has been on the incline for the last 5 years, and specifically among our young people. So I think the FDA has taken steps and has realized that these products are really becoming a problem among young people and are increasing in popularity, quite frankly. So they're just taking steps to ensure that we can address this issue and make it so young people don't see these products as harmless or see them as popular items.
What is the attraction here?
Yeah, so what we hear here locally in Dane County is that these products come in a variety of kid-friendly flavors. Kids really do see them as harmless. They don't see them as dangerous as cigarettes. And they come in a variety of shapes and sizes. So we're seeing e-cigarettes that have now transformed and now look like USB flash drives.
And those are called Juuls. That's J-U-U-L. It's an e-cigarette that's really struck a chord with high schoolers. In addition to its shape, how is this different than any other e-cigarette?
Yeah, so what we're seeing with Juuls are that they come in a much higher nicotine strength. So Juul pods have the nicotine liquid in them, and the content is 59 milligrams per milliliter, and that is much higher than any other e-cigarette product out there today. And in fact, one Juul pod is equivalent to one pack of cigarettes worth of nicotine.
So there's been an upsurge in usage among high school students in Dane County. What have the schools been trying to do to curb the problem?
Yeah, so we are doing active outreach to the schools here in Dane County to just increase awareness by school staff about what these products look like and why we're concerned with them. A lot of teachers have been telling me that they don't even know how to identify when kids are using these products. We do hear that kids are using them in class and not getting caught. So it's really just doing that educational piece to increase awareness, identify when kids are using the products, and really just increasing the knowledge of our school staff.
And I understand that the Juuls are a little different than regular vaping pens. They don't emit as much vapor, so it's a lot harder to see?
Correct. So as you would see with like a mod e-cigarette or even vape pens, those are going to, you're going to exhale a much bigger cloud of vapor aerosol versus a Juul, which doesn't create that much aerosol when you exhale. So you're correct. So they can blow the vape into like their sweatshirt and you don't even know that they're vaping anything.
In May, you surveyed people who worked at middle schools and high schools around Dane County. Everyone said they wanted more training and resources to address this problem. How are you and your colleagues helping them in this?
Yeah, so like I said, we're actively reaching out to the schools who have responded to our survey to provide them with the resources, training, student curriculum, as well as updated tobacco policy for their schools, just to increase, again, the knowledge, awareness around these products, as well as providing teachers with tools to talk to kids about them as well.
So how are high school officials taught to spot someone who's vaping or juuling?
Yeah, I think the number one sign would be in classes. If you see a student with their mouth over their sweatshirt or inside of their sweatshirt or inside of the sleeve, that could be your first sign that a kid is using a vape product in class. But another thing that's really becoming popular is juuling in bathrooms, and kids are calling bathrooms juul rooms now. So of course, we don't want to monitor bathrooms because of privacy issues, but I think it's important to increase awareness that kids are using the bathrooms to juul specifically.
Well, let's talk about you mentioned that the juuls had a higher concentration of nicotine than regular vaping pens, but they both administer what is the key drug that is contained in tobacco. And it's so why people smoke. Nicotine is according to what research shows us, highly addictive. How are we dealing with this issue with teenagers who use this nicotine regularly?
Yeah, you're totally correct. So the main component of these e-cigarette products is nicotine, and we do know that nicotine is one of the most addictive drugs out there. And it should be noted that we don't want our young people to be using nicotine products because it can disrupt proper brain development in young people, and we know that young people's brains continue to develop until they're age 25. But e-cigarettes also include other ingredients that a lot of people don't realize. So they do contain cancer-causing chemicals such as formaldehyde, and then they also have a lot of heavy metals such as nickel, tin, and lead.
So can we draw a line between the use of these vape pens and juuls and eventual conversion to smoking? Is that something that's going to happen?
Yeah, so I think there is evidence out there to suggest that kids who use e-cigarette products who have never smoked a cigarette in their life are more likely to switch to conventional cigarettes in the future. So there is some initial research out there to make that link, which is very concerning for us in public health.
Now, it's illegal to sell this material to people under 18, I understand. And over the years, stores around Dane County have received fines for selling e-cigarettes to minors. How have the stores reacted to the uptick in underage interest in these devices?
Yeah, so we were able to start checking vape shops and other establishments who sell e-cigarette products in 2015 for compliance purposes. And when we first started checking compliance for e-cigarette sales, we did see actually a large percentage of folks selling those products. And, anecdotally talking to clerks who were selling, a lot of them didn't realize that they had to check IDs. So we have been doing, as the coalition, active outreach to vape shops specifically to address the issue of compliance, increase their knowledge that they should be checking IDs for these products, and really encouraging them to train their staff to check an ID and to know the consequences of selling nicotine products to young people.
Are state and local lawmakers getting into this as well? Is there anything being done on that front to address the underage use of e-cigarettes?
Not here locally in Wisconsin, unfortunately. But with the FDA coming out and addressing these products and saying that there is an epidemic of youth use of these products, I think that will start a national conversation about young people's use of e-cigarettes and nicotine products. So I really hope that states around the nation, including ours, really do take that seriously and start talking about policies to address youth use.
What about parents? What should parents be doing here?
I think overall, parents should just become informed. Again, like educators, I've talked to a lot of parents who don't even know what a Juul is. So I think just being aware of what these products are, what they look like, and having an honest conversation with your kids about the dangers of these products and how you could potentially become a cigarette smoker if you begin using these products as a young person.
What about the role of students in helping each other avoid these products? I mean, they seem pretty cool now. Is there a way to make them uncool, kind of the way we tried to do with cigarettes?
Yeah, I think teens could play a huge role in our prevention efforts. And luckily for us, we do have youth prevention groups called FACT, and they really do peer-to-peer education and encourage their peers not to use these products. And we have a solid group in Oregon, Wisconsin, as well as Lodi, Wisconsin, and they're doing a lot of work in their local communities as well as their high schools to inform their peers around these products and encouraging their fellow high school students to not use.
So moving forward, what's your hope? What are you hoping happens here?
I really hope that people become aware and realize that these products are not safe, and that hopefully one day we will see the same social norms around these products as we do with cigarettes, because we don't want our young people to be the next generation hooked on nicotine and tobacco products.
Nina Gregerson, Health Education Coordinator with Public Health Madison-Dane County, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, John.
Nina's focused on tobacco and nicotine control policies that affect youth. She performs education and outreach with the Tobacco-Free Columbia-Dane County Coalition. Coming up, we learn more about an all-abilities park in La Crosse. I'm John Munson. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.